This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sixteen minutes after 4 o'clock, it's 36 degrees. State climatologist Jerry Stinger joins me on the program. Jerry, can you tell me how to get to a place where the air is clear and there's not 2-3 feet of snow on the ground?
I recommend the far southwestern portion of the United States. I think New Mexico is looking pretty good about now. My bags are packed, and I'm going to try to get out of here before tomorrow.
I emailed somebody today. I said, you know, when I close my eyes, I can hear the surf and I can feel the sand in my toes. But we're not there yet. So
no, we got a little ways to go before we're going to get back to that.
Yeah. Now, before we talk about what's coming in tomorrow and Wednesday, recap for us what happened this weekend. In Central Virginia, at least, not as bad as we were thinking it was going to be. We got some warm air on Friday night that sort of slowed it down, right?
Well, some of the forecast totals were going to be in the 24 to 30-inch range. As it turns out, the official reading for Charlottesville from McCormick Observatory was 14.7 inches. Some areas around Albemarle County got as much as 16 or so, but really we had an intrusion of some warm air aloft that the storm brought in that was just warm enough to melt some of that snow as it fell, and then it fell back through a freezing layer before it hit the ground. It turned to sleet, and that kept the total accumulations down, though the total amount of water was the same, and it made for some very heavy snow. Quick calculation showed that each shovelful you were moving yesterday probably weighed somewhere in the 25 to 30-pound range. So if your back is aching, that's why.
We're talking with state climatologist Jerry Stinger. Honored to have him on the program. Certainly it was heavy, and I remember Friday night thinking, where's the blizzard? This is just a light sleet, and then Saturday morning it was still sort of sleety, and then, boom, late Saturday morning it just kicked in, and we got a full day of snow.
Yes, finally the storm, as it passed our latitude, started pushing some cold air in to displace that warmer air aloft, and everything went over to all snow, and as the storm was particularly intense, it gave us a good flourish to the end there and put some accumulation on the ground.
Yeah, so we had a nice sandwich. We got a lot of snow, and then a little bit of sleet and ice, and then a lot of snow again.
Thank goodness we didn't start off with freezing rain, as had been a fear early on when the storm was being forecast. We might get enough warm air in that we could wind up with freezing rain coming down first. That would have been grim at best.
Yeah. Jerry Stinger is the climatologist for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Joining me live on the program this afternoon. So, the next storm, we don't have to wait very long. It's tomorrow. Nothing going to be nothing like this past storm, but we still are looking at the chance for some mild to significant snowfall, are we not?
I wouldn't say it's going to be nothing like the last storm, but nonetheless, hopefully it will not be nearly as fierce. It's still going to be a storm that will develop off the coast. This one is essentially coming along as a more Ohio Valley-type storm, which isn't really the type that pushes a lot of moisture our way. But it's going to feel the influence of the coast and redevelop, and it should move enough moisture to us to put down maybe 3 to 6 inches of snow on the ground. Depends on how much sleet we may get mixed in with that, but it should be more of a snowfall event than the last one we had, and hopefully it'll be out of here completely by about midday on Wednesday. And we won't have all that much to clean up afterwards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? After what we've been through the past month or month and a half, 3 to 6 inches is nothing. It's just the 3 to 6 inches on top of what we already have that worries me.
Well, unfortunately, we seem to have adapted a little bit, fortunately or unfortunately, to having so much snow. We are actually fast approaching the all-time record for snowfall in a single season. That record from McCormick Observatory, whose observations go back some 117 years, is 54.7 inches. We're at 51.2, so we've only got about 3.5 inches to go before we break that all-time record. I think that since we've suffered this much, we might as well have one to tell our grandchildren.
Yeah, we might as well be able to tell people that we lived through the snowiest winter in Virginia history,
yes.
You know, in modern times. We're talking with Jerry Stinger, state climatologist. So, Jerry, walk us through this storm over the next 48 hours and tell us what we can expect and when this is going to go down.
Well, the best guess right now is that something's going to start falling sometime before noon. I'm going to guess somewhere in the 10 a.m. To 11 a.m. range. So it may not be coming down when you do your morning commute, but there may be enough on the ground to make the ride home a little bit tricky. I don't know exactly how much is going to accumulate between now and then, but we may well pick up a couple of inches by 5 o'clock, depending upon how fast it snows. It's really difficult to tell with these because a slight shift in the track or the intensity of storm can make a big difference.
Goodness. So it's going to start tomorrow morning. It'll run through, what, about like Wednesday afternoon, you think?
I'm thinking right now about noonish on Wednesday. Hopefully it won't trail on much past that.
So it's is this going to be real heavy like tomorrow, like real heavy snow coming down, or just sort of light snow all day?
It's a difficult call, but I think it's going to be a little bit lighter than we had last time. The last snowfall we had was about what we call a 6-to-1 ratio. That is, each inch of water creates 6 inches of snow, and we had about 3 inches of water that came out of this. So we're talking about somewhere around 5-to-6-to-1 ratio. That's a really wet snow.
Yeah.
That's twice as dense as the snow we had the previous weekend, which you may recall was something you could easily remove with a broom if you got to it while it was still cold.
That was like 9 or 10 inches, yeah, and it was real fluffy.
Yes, yes. And this will probably be overall somewhere in between the two. It may end up as a fairly fluffy snow again as some more cold air gets pushed in, but if we get a little bit of warm air aloft, we'll see another event that changes over to some sleet before switching back over to snow, but I think it'll be primarily snow.
So we're definitely getting some serious snow out of this storm tomorrow and Wednesday.
It'll be enough to notice. It'll be nothing for us well-seasoned old-timers with snow now. We laugh at this now.
We're talking with Jerry Stinger, state climatologist. This storm that's coming in tomorrow, the real brunt of it is going to be going north of us, right?
Yes, it looks like areas to our north will pick up larger amounts of snowfall and whatever mix might get thrown in with it, primarily snowfall. We're going to just sort of catch not quite the edge of it, but we're not going to catch the bulk of it this time, and neither did we on this past weekend. Really, the folks in the northern part of the Shenandoah Valley, for instance, picked up quite a bit, on the order of 35, 37 inches of snowfall in some of the areas up there.
Wow.
Again, because that came down as all snow, and even though it's lighter and fluffier, that's still a lot of bulk to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. So my last question for you, Jerry, is what the hell's going on? What's going on? I mean, I grew up in Virginia. I can remember 78. I remember 95, 96. I've seen these, but that's nothing like what we've seen so far this winter. This is unbelievable.
It's truly of historic proportions. There's no question about it. We've already had snowstorms that rank as the fourth largest all-time and the eighth largest all-time. That's the last one we just had. So we're consistently getting right up there. And we've got a virtual parade of storms that look like they'll be moving in to our into our frame of reference here within the next several days, and which could be bringing us some more problems. Right now, it doesn't look like a great deal of scary stuff right after this, but certainly some more could develop. There's some suggestion that El Nino conditions could be contributing to this, but in the long run, it's hard to relate El Nino to exactly what the weather is here in Virginia in a given winter. But we shall see. There's a great amount of guesswork that goes into this, and it just shows what we really don't know.
Yeah. Jerry Stinger is the state climatologist. I was talking to a friend earlier who said that when he was at UVA in, you know, about 1970, he remembers that every winter was sort of like this. The winters were a lot colder and a lot snowier.
Well, we certainly didn't have winters that were quite this snowy. Really, 1995-96 is the record holder. That's the one that beat out all the earlier seasons when we got hit with that 54.7 inches of snowfall. But the 70s were a snowier decade, and a lot of you folks who might be old enough to remember being kids in the 60s, the stories about snows that came up to your waist weren't all because you were very small. If we look at some of the big snowfalls, a lot of them go back into the 1960s. That was certainly a snowy decade. The 50s, not so much so. So if you grew up then, you might not see it quite from the same perspective.
Interesting. Jerry Stinger, hard at work on the machines that make the weather and try to figure out what in the world is going on. The latest is that there is another snow storm coming in, start tomorrow morning, run through Wednesday afternoon. And what do you say here for Charlottesville and surrounding counties, 3 to 6?
That seems reasonable at this time, depending on the breaks.
Yeah, depending on the breaks. Because it could go a little further south and give us a little bit more, right?
If it winds up tracking such that or not pushing in some warm air aloft, it could wind up being an all snow event. It might intensify and bring us a little bit more moisture, and that would help pick up the totals. Or one of several things, or combination of several things, could happen. And that's one of the things that makes forecasting around here such a challenge.
Jerry, I have literally just been handed a bulletin from the National Weather Service that we are now under a winter storm watch. Stanton, Waynesboro, Charlottesville, Augusta, Nelson, Albemarle, from Tuesday morning through Wednesday afternoon. You know, and you're right on with it. That's exactly what the time frame that we're talking about. A winter storm watch just issued from the National Weather Service. So I guess tonight is a night. You got to get back to the grocery store and prepare to be locked down for a couple more days.
Time to get your milk and bread.
Lord. Oh, gosh. Jerry, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking some time with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely. There's Jerry Stinger. He's the man at the machines and trying to make some sense of all this for us. We always look forward to talking to him.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.